Hello everyone, welcome to Blooming Through Chaos podcast. In this series, I shall be talking about preparation. They said luck happens when preparation meets opportunities. And especially in this age, in this period of time when we are living through unpredictable events, I consider it very interesting as I'm starting my podcast to really talk about the issue of preparation. So the best means for us is to tackle this fragility of life by being proactively and purposefully prepared against its unpredictability. And what do I mean by life being unpredictable? I mean that there is no absolute guarantee of anything. A student, for instance, may study, toil, and burn the midnight oil, but still fail. A business person may hustle and work on their business, but still lose money. People invest so many resources into their relationship, yet may still be betrayed by their partners. One may be entirely devoted to one's family and friends and still lose them, either physically or morally. While this observation may sound negative, the realization of these facts and setting up appropriate actions towards tackling any life anomaly would create the right foundation for the journey. Life is like the changing seasons, and while we cannot change the seasons, we can change ourselves. So how do we get prepared? How do we get ready? This is what subsequent episode in this podcast will be tackling. While we are talking about life being filled with the unexpected, I would like to walk us through a lesson of the journey from British politics. And we can understand from this example, which I'm going to give, the indeterminacy of life. And I would like to make an analogy out of this. Let us think back to 2015 when the former British Prime Minister David Cameron won his second election through a landslide victory. He confessed that he didn't expect to win at such margin. He decided to take a massive gamble with the British Brexit referendum, and he succeeded in keeping Scotland in the Union. Then he took a bet on Europe. So Brexit caught up with him and almost everyone unawares, including the winners. And now we are still battling with the issue of Brexit, I must say, whether proved good or bad. I would say that it is something unexpected for the winners and the losers, and we don't even know what the future is going to bring regarding that. Another example was Theresa May, who became the Prime Minister from the aftermath of the Brexit referendum and the resignation of David Cameron in 2016. She seems to have had power thrust upon her from such lofty heights and responsibility. She took a personal gamble, the result of which, in my opinion, was the beginning of her end. She called for an election in order to consolidate her journey forward position. But the result of the election was a boomerang. She lost her authority and control at the parliament, and she spiraled into a difficult period which resulted in her ultimate loss of office. Another good example was Boris Johnson, who came to power in 2019. Immediately there were talks about the end of austerities, and austerity was set up as a damage control by David Cameron previous years. And he opined that the UK has made enough savings to leave these shackles of austerity burdens. Then out of nowhere came COVID-19 pandemic, followed by the 2022 Russian and Ukraine crisis, leading us to a debt-ridden economy which may be difficult to pay off for some generations to come. Why am I saying all this? From the British politics I've highlighted, we can see how we cannot predict life. We can only manage expectation. And then something may be entirely perfect today and be completely derailed tomorrow. We all woke up to the unpredictability of the 2008 financial crisis, the election of Donald Trump, Brexit, COVID-19, and Russia bombing Ukraine. Events which some may argue were not likely, but which are shaping our lives today. I would say life is fragile and we need to prepare for eventualities, to be on our guard. It is not our altruistic desire to survive and thrive which will make us bloom, but our realization that man is ever so much prone to being preyed upon than to prey. So it would be wise for us to take personal responsibilities towards survival rather than assuming an overt or naive overdependence on the system or the government or anything that we feel may rescue us. Our rescue depends on us, and we cannot rescue ourselves unless we are prepared. That is why this podcast is absolutely necessary in this age and time where we are living. I would like to share a personal story of how altruism or naive knowledge or lack of preparation can be very very detrimental. Some years ago, I decided to go into online foreign exchange trading. I had a quick spree of training from a guy who just stumbled back from the financial crash in 2028. And I thought I was ready, and my initial investment of £2,000 then generated a return of over £10,000 in a split of 2 weeks. This was soon after I started trading. So my assumption of online trading was like life was a bed of roses and I had already got a means of making ends meet after all. That I thought that after years of toys and hardship of trying to make ends meet, I had hit my golden enterprise. I was about to find out life was indeed very fragile. And because within a month of my trading, my investment rose to 10,000, and I kept looking, doing nothing, watching the free money rise, and I did not know the art of risk management or financial management. I had no plans for stop losses, no limits, no hedging, no diversification. I did not realize trading in the foreign exchanges, it was like life, it was just like a yo-yo. And then one day I was sleeping, and funny enough, I dreamt of the rise of my investment to £200,000. But on waking up and full of expectation, I got up and went straight to my computer, and I was alarmed. The entire money I was building was gone, and I was in deficit. From a massive gain of over £10,000 within a night, I spiraled down from a prince to a pauper. My email was flooded with warnings from the online trading provider about the risk of going bankrupt on the platform if I did not top up my funding. I panicked. I immediately went to my bank, withdrew £1,000 and deposited this on the platform, hoping at least to recoup my initial investment. But instead, the fall continued down and down and down. I remember how during those days I was scrambling all over for assistance, but I would only be rescued from my... I thought somebody would be able to rescue me from my loss. I was in conversation with one of my financial consultants, and he said, "Can't you see the money is lost?" He advised me to sell off, but I held on because I was too horrified to let go. This rather led me deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole of loss. And rather than quickly admitting my fate, I continued to pump my life savings into the platform. I went into my bank overdraft, then I used my credit card, then I did not come to my senses until I was actually bankrupt, both on the online platform and in real life. There is a saying that if you haven't passed through an ordeal and claim you are wise, who will be your teacher? This period was very difficult. My ego would not allow me to accept any damage or damage control. I suddenly began to realize what I was, a gambler, not an investor. I would like to introduce a time during this period of this episode of the podcast on preparation, which is system. We use the word system to depict a set of interconnected and interdependent social structures and institutions which put forward a set of norms and principles, procedures and policies designed to regulate and govern our lives. This includes any activity or processes which regulate and maintain order and stability, particularly in politics, economics, and the culture, in order to achieve a common dependent goal or purpose. The system's motive is to align the domain with its own objective. this may not be entirely aligned with our own personal objective. So we have to be very, very wise in not just following the system like just like zombies. The process by which we fulfill our motives in spite of our present circumstances requires careful planning in spite of the system, because the odds forcing our conformance with the system far outweighs our own internal and external resources to break through. That means the system will force you towards abiding by what it wants, and that may be in conformance to what you want or it may not be. It is important that we do not conclude the system is being malicious, even when it is working, when its working objective may not currently be in line with our purpose. The system has actually attended to our survival up to now, and we have thus far stayed alive because of our social contract with the system. So we have an obligation towards keeping the system sustained. But we can see everywhere this over-reliance on the system is not going to be ultimately beneficial, whether the system be in corporation, state, or nation. The system expects our reliance without factoring in our own personal responsibility towards self-actualization. Let us remember this, that if the system is torn between its own survival and ours, it will preserve itself at the detriment of our own survival. So it is very important that we take our destiny into our hands. It is one thing to realize the intent of the system. It is another to work at putting our own fate and survival into our own hands by learning how to bloom through our own potential chaos of the system. The system does what it does, but we have to do what we will. Although you could be a cog within the system, you may find yourself living a life which ultimately is not of your own choosing. Your purpose is to thrive and bloom, to live a life which ultimately is one which you are meant for. It is necessary to appreciate the benefit of the system, for without law and order, checks and balances introduced by the system, we will individually be more susceptible to a mutual destruction of one another. So, in order to build momentum and thrive within the system, we have to be proactively and purposefully prepared. We have to begin by setting goals. Purpose begins with goals. I have here a list of goals we can decide to start. We may decide to earn a degree. We may decide to get a job, obtain a promotion, achieve a certain level of income, learn a new skill or subject, lose weight, improve your physical or mental strength and endurance, quit smoking, pay off debt, invest in stocks, start a business, learn a new language, improve your social skills, make new friends, get married, start a family, write a book, compose a music, reduce your carbon footprint, improve productivity, or develop a greater sense of purpose and learning. All these are meaningful goals, and all these and such like requires us to plan. It requires our preparation. We cannot just blindly be dependent on the system. This is what I'm saying.